You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Yesterday, the Flambeau River YMCA had their grand opening. There were many people in attendance, with estimates reaching up to 105, including Governor Tony Evers, who had this to say about the opening of the Y.
First and foremost, I want to thank all the partners represented here for the work that they did in getting this project over the finish line, and you've heard about all of them. But most especially, there's always one of these people in every story like this. I want to recognize and thank Allie Plessner, who saw the need in her community, started on a path to see this project got done for local families like hers, and let's give her a big round. This new facility will be an incredible resource for local kids and families and the entire Park Falls community. I'm so glad to be here today to celebrate all that will come going forward. YMCAs provide support, programming, and resources that help make our kids and our families and our communities strong. And of course, child care centers play a vital role in bolstering local economies, supporting working families and parents, and making the state a great place to raise a family. And with this new branch, the YMCA will be bringing 40 new child care slots to the Park Falls community, helping to support working families and parents who need it. And that's a really big thing, folks. It's good news, but it's about our economy.
May 21st at 2 p.m., Master Vermicomposter Tom Martwick and his Wrigley friends invite you out for a fun and educational program all about using worms and composting. This is a special event designed for homeschooled children and their families, and is a chance to come learn how worms help turn food scraps into rich compost, and maybe even meet a few of the hardworking critters yourself. Once again, this is taking place May 21st at 2 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. Right now, we are under a high fire risk. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Spring is the most critical fire season in the state. And so far this year, we've had 658 wildfires that have burned over 2,220 acres of land. And Ashland just burned 23 acres, closing down Highway 2. It burned through swamp grass and cattails for over a 4.5-mile stretch. 10 structures were threatened and saved. And the elevated fire danger remains in place until we get more significant rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Yesterday, the Flambeau River YMCA celebrated their grand opening. We spoke with Executive Director Scott Schultz about how the opening went and what it means to finally be open.
Everything went extremely well. We were hoping for 75 people, and my staff counted over 105, and so we were thrilled with that. It's terrific just to see so many people from the community, elected officials, and people that just genuinely love the Y and want to be a part of the Y, and just hear some of the backstory and kind of the ideas that we have moving forward to want to be here. And it was just really humbling to have so many people want to be a part of today, be here. I was just having this discussion with my mentor and former executive director, Katie, down in Wauwatosa. And we were just talking about this last night, how we're transitioning now from the build and the construction and that new branch to we're really moving into operations now and moving the mission forward of the Y. And that's what we've been, what I've been waiting for and what I'm really excited about, because to be able to make that impact and to see it change lives on a daily basis, that's what we're here for. And that's what we get to move into now. And it's that next phase, and it's exciting to be ready for it.
May 17th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at the Phillips Library, there's a reducing family conflict discussion. This is about positive parenting help for parents of teens and will feature discussions about problems you have faced and parent traps, teaching children and teenagers to get along with each other, using direct discussion and what to do if it doesn't work, how to reduce and manage family conflict and what to do if it persists, and points to remember and key steps. This is presented by Katie Harder, the Family Support Coordinator of Northwest Connection, and is a free discussion group that includes a workbook. All attendees who participate and complete a training survey will receive a gas card. You can register by calling 715-634-2299. Once again, this is taking place May 17th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at the Phillips Library, and you can register by calling 715-634-2299. Wisconsin's largest ginseng operation is feeling dramatic impacts from the trade war. Savannah Tomelson has the story.
Will Sue was the president of Sue Ginseng in Wausau. They grow their own and process it from Canada, but they've got a warehouse full of ginseng that nobody's buying because of the tariffs.
Due to the trade war, tariffs on ginseng are now approximately 117%, which has doubled the price of the product to the importers.
Wisconsin produces most of the country's ginseng, and Sue says most of his market is overseas.
A lot of companies are choosing not to import ginseng from Wisconsin. They're choosing to buy the product from Canadian producers or from domestic producers in China.
Sue says now that the buyers aren't interested in buying from Wisconsin anymore, they've planted less ginseng than ever before.
In 2024, Wisconsin exported almost $20 million worth of ginseng.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Milwaukee heads to Florida for a three-game series. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. After taking two of three games from the Houston Astros this week to get back to 500, the Brewers are taking on the Tampa Bay Rays for a three-game set this weekend. The Rays are currently on a three-game losing streak and sit five games below 500. Milwaukee is three games back in the NL Central. The NBA playoffs continue tonight. Last night, it was the Minnesota Timberwolves blowing past the Golden State Warriors 117-93 to even up the series at a game apiece. Tonight's games include the Pacers taking on the Cavaliers, where Indiana leads 2-0, and the Nuggets taking on the Thunder in a series currently tied at a game apiece. The NFL is announcing its schedule next Wednesday in full, but the league announced that it will release select games on its broadcast partners. Several games will be announced between CBS, Fox, NBC, and ESPN, as well as streaming platforms Amazon Prime and Netflix on Monday and Tuesday. The full schedule will then be announced Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the NFL Network. Lower-seeded teams in the WIAC Baseball Championship won both games yesterday as Platteville and Oshkosh advanced. They'll square off today. La Crosse and host Whitewater play in an elimination game to start things off today. One of those four schools will be crowned conference champion tomorrow afternoon at the end of the double elimination tournament. Today is the start of the WIAC Softball Championship at top-seeded Whitewater. Oshkosh is the number two seed. Both Whitewater and Oshkosh have a bye until tomorrow's semifinal round. Platteville takes on La Crosse, while Stevens Point gets Eau Claire. The winners today will play tomorrow in the semifinals, followed by the WIAC Championship game. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Just days after the president announced 100% tariffs on foreign films, there is serious pushback. According to Variety, the proposal is on shaky legal ground as the president has been using the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, which gives him power to regulate trade in times of national emergency. But a Georgetown law professor says a 1994 amendment says a president can't stop the flow of audiovisual media. Since announcing the executive order, the White House said nothing official has been decided. Maybe Trump will forget about tariffs altogether after his failed run at the papacy. Keeping it papal, we have a new pope. But fun fact, according to The Hollywood Reporter, cardinals in Rome watched the movie Conclave as a research tool to help them in selecting the new pontiff. Politico reports that many cardinals called the film remarkably accurate. Coincidentally, the new pope's last name is not Fiennes, Lithgow, or Tucci. A new book about the show Better Call Saul reveals an interesting journey for the character of Saul Goodman. The character was first introduced on Breaking Bad before receiving its own spinoff, Better Call Saul. The role elevated actor Bob Odenkirk's career to a new level, although he probably would have gotten there anyway. The book, Saul Goodman v. Jimmy McGill, the complete critical companion to Better Call Saul, reveals that AMC wanted producers of Breaking Bad to scrap the Saul Goodman character altogether, but the producers stuck to their guns. Saul first appears in season 2 of Breaking Bad, but before he went by that moniker, he was Jimmy McGill, as we learned in the prequel, Better Call Saul. Also a fun fact, the Saul Goodman character was almost played by actor Michael McKean, who played Jimmy McGill's older brother Chuck, also a lawyer on Better Call Saul. I realize this only makes sense if you are a fan of both shows. If you've got 800 smackers burning a hole in your pocket, you could see Jerry Seinfeld live. Seinfeld will be performing at Madison's Overture Center on May 30th. I recommend going to the Overture Center's website, where tickets start anywhere from $70 to $90. But if you want to sit close enough to make sure Jerry flosses those piano keys, make sure you get your tickets off the Overture site, where they are a pricey $500, but still $300 cheaper than other outlets. If you're thinking about heading to Summerfest this year, make sure you check their website. Wednesday on Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy told me a lot of acts have been added since the lineup was announced in February. This year's performers include The Killers, Def Leppard, Lainey Wilson, Gigi Perez, Billy Corgan, and his new band. And if you're feeling retro, check out the Isley Brothers, Rick Springfield, and Devo. The event takes place over the course of 3 weekends and opens in about 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower late this afternoon or early this evening. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 45. Tomorrow, sunshine 70 by Sunday. Sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.